everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Welcome to this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Warrior. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to a player who is suiting up in Monday night's Sherman Williams CHL Top Prospects game in Quebec, while his team is battling for top spot in the OHL Western Conference. But first, this week's Pioneer Energy OHL Player of the Week is forward Hayden Hodgson of the Saginaw Spirit. He picked up 5 goals and 1 assist for 6 points in 3 games last week and was a +4. The 20-year-old from Leamington, Ontario, in his 5th season in the OHL, has already established career highs in all offensive categories, coming into this weekend's play with 27 goals and 22 assists for 49 points through 44 games. Meantime, up in Sault Ste. Marie, the Greyhounds battling for top spot in the Western Conference. They've been in that spot, but certainly in quite a battle with the London Knights, the Windsor Spitfires, the Erie Otters, as we come into the final 6 weeks or so of the regular season. Sophomore forward Morgan Frost not only putting up strong numbers for the Greyhounds, but will also look to impress NHL scouts at Monday night's Sherman Williams CHL Top Prospects game in Quebec. Earlier this week, Frost and I chatted about the Hounds and the Prospects game.
Yeah, I think definitely, like you said, it's a battle. I'm on the top of the West there. You know, we had some success at the beginning of the season, and we've continued that. I mean, recently we've had a little bit of a stretch where we haven't played our best, but you know, I think we'll get that back on track, and down the stretch here, I think you know, we'll definitely pick it up and hopefully finish as high in the standings as we can.
After a long winning streak, is sort of the recent stretch, I know there was a rough one against Flint, a rough one against Sarnia last weekend, maybe the reality check you guys need to sort of hit the reset button a little bit for the last 6 weeks or so of the season?
Yeah, for sure. I think so. It's definitely a reality check. You know, it just goes to show that, you know, you can't get too comfortable with your position and that kind of thing, and how good the league is. You know, it doesn't really matter what place you're in, any team can win on any given night. So, you know, yeah, like you said, it was a reality check. We've, you know, this week we've worked really hard in practice. So, you know, I think we'll come out stronger than before.
Second year in the OHL, second time around the league. How has it been a bit more, I'll say, comfortable, just rather than the first time around, first time going into some of the rinks and the bus trips and things like that? Have you found the second year has just made it, you know, not easier by any means, but just certainly a little more comfortable?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's definitely been a little easier, and especially with our team, all the travel and that kind of thing, it was a little hard to adjust to at the beginning last year. But you know, now that I've got a year under my belt, I'm feeling a lot more confident. I'm comfortable with the everyday schedule and the road trips and that kind of thing. So I think, you know, getting that year under my belt was only beneficial for me, and I think it's paid off for me in my second year so far.
This weekend, heading to the Sherman Williams CHL Top Prospects game in Quebec City, you knew you were on the roster for the last little while. Is it starting to become a bit more of a reality now that it's coming up this weekend and into Monday?
Yeah, for sure. You know, it wasn't something I tried to think about too much. You know, the past couple of weeks, just kind of trying to focus on the Greyhounds and that kind of thing, but now that it's coming up pretty soon, it's definitely on my mind. I have a game to play on Friday versus Windsor, but you know, after that, that'll definitely be my focus.
And what's your approach as you go into this?
I think, you know, I'm just going to try and play simple. You know, not try and make any plays above what I would normally do, and that kind of thing. And you know, obviously, show off what I think I'm good at. Try and show off my skill set and that kind of thing, but you know, just keep it simple, and you know, I'm playing with new guys, so it's going to be a little different with you know, chemistry wise, but you know, it's not. I don't think I'm going to change my game too much at all for it.
You've got a couple of days there in Quebec City before the game itself Monday night. I know there's a lot of things to do, but are you hoping to at least not only this a hockey experience, but just an experience in general, being around guys from across the league and across the Canadian Hockey League?
Yeah, I think it'll be a great experience. You know, meeting new guys, making new friends, meeting the new coaching staff, trainers, everything, getting to experience Quebec City. So I'm definitely super excited for it.
For minor hockey and things like that, did you get a chance to go to Quebec or other places across the country?
We didn't travel too much. I never got to go to Quebec, but you know, my dad and my mom have been telling me about how nice it is. They've been down there a couple of times, so Like I said, I'm definitely excited, and it'll be a great experience for me.
Morgan, before we let you go, many people know that your dad was the PA voice of the Leafs for many years. You're a hockey guy, obviously, you know, playing travel hockey and things like that. Did you find you've gotten a chance to sort of be around some, places? Like now you're going into an NHL-sized arena, certainly in Quebec City, you know, around the ACC before. Have you found you've had a chance to get some of those experiences and, just a lot of fun sometimes just being around the game?
Yeah, for sure. And I think, like you said, with my dad's job, I was around it a lot as a kid, and I think that kind of created a good, strong mindset for me to, set my goals and just seeing the guys once in a while, or, whether it was going by the dressing room or whatever, just seeing, even going to a game, like just seeing how, what it's like to be an NHL player in some senses. And I think that really, created a goal for me, and ever since then I've been striving for it. And now that I'm in this position and somewhat close, I'm really just kind of trying to soak it in and do my best to reach that level for sure.
Did you find you were one of those guys, you're watching how some of the players taped their sticks and just did even some of the little things?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I remember one time actually, my dad took me past the dressing room and I just stared watching Ovechkin, because the away team keeps their dressing room open. So I saw Ovechkin taping his stick and that kind of thing. So that's one thing that I'll never forget. But, with that experience, I was definitely focusing on the little things, and I always thought they were pretty cool. So
that was Morgan Frost of the Sioux Greyhounds, among the OHL players suiting up in Monday's Sherman Williams CHL Top Prospects game. Here's a look at this week's CHL Top 10 rankings. The WHL's Regina Pats remain the number one team in the country. The London Knights have moved up one spot. They were number three last week. Now they are number two. The Sioux Greyhounds at number four. The Erie Otters at six. Windsor Spitfires at eight. And the Owen Sound Attack coming in at number 10. That's right, five OHL teams in the CHL Top 10 rankings this week. Before we go, this Sunday is the fourth annual Hockey Day in the OHL on Cogeco TV. OHL fans can catch a triple header of action on Cogeco TV or the OHL Action Pack. It begins at 1 o'clock with the Saginaw Spirit visiting Sarnia, then at 4, the Peterborough Petes at North Bay, and it wraps up at 7 with Windsor hosting Hamilton, along with many features from across the OHL. More information is available at OntarioHockeyLeague.com. Whether you're out in a game or watching it, be sure to use the hashtag OHLDay throughout Sunday's Hockey Day in the OHL. Well, that will do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Warrior. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.